Yeah, so I bring you greetings from Fremantle Church. It is good to be here with you today. It is also a special thing for us to be here because many people that are in our lives here in Perth, you might recognize that we're not from here originally, who have come into our lives over the last 7 years that we've been present here have some connection to this fellowship. They were either fed at some point here, they were raised here, they have received the gospel here. And so just as way of encouragement to you to say this fellowship has a footprint that is much larger than this building space, that it has an impact in the kingdom within Perth and beyond that is mighty to God, that brings glory to his name, that raises up Jesus. And so thank you for being faithful upon faithful upon faithful in the Holy Spirit, pushing you forward. And I know sometimes it might seem like we're just little Darlington Fellowship, but hear this, that God has worked and is working through you in mighty ways to impact his kingdom. So thank you for that. If you don't mind, I'd like to just pray for you in that. God, thank you for this fellowship. Thank you for this gathering of your people that for years have been those who have walked faithfully. They've struggled. There have been things that have come and gone. There have been all sorts of things that have tried to attack, but they're here faithful, proclaiming your steadfast love. And so we are excited about their past, their legacy, and we are excited about the future that you have for them. The place that you are taking and leading them now, that it will not diminish your glory, but it will only expand it. We believe that to be true. Holy Spirit, testify to them today. Let them know and believe that God, you have something for them even now. Something better than they've ever dreamed of. It's in your name, Jesus, we pray all these things to be true. Amen. Well, I'm not a shepherd. I've not actually been around sheep, only to cook them and eat them. And so the only things that I can gather about what it is like to be a sheep or to care for sheep are found on the internet. And one of the things that kept coming up if you were to Google sheep or lambs or shepherds is this video, this meme that it has become of this sheep that is trapped in a ravine, like a little water runoff. And a shepherd is pulling it up. A worker is getting it out and pulls it up by its leg and gets it out and sets it aside. And that sheep bounds off in joy right back into that ravine. And I think that kind of symbolizes what most people think about sheep. They're stupid. They just go and just fall into things. They're unwise. Sheep has even become a term of derision during the last little bit where people are calling out to other people, you're a sheeple, following after things that you shouldn't follow. Why? Because sheep are seen as stupid, unwise. So here Jesus uses a parable about sheep. And you have to think, does that mean Jesus thinks we're stupid? I mean, he does know us. But my son, once when we were talking about sheep, when he was just a little boy, my son who's not here, he's in the States, he was about 10 or 11, said, Dad, weren't sheep valuable? Because he heard me say that sheep were stupid. And he said, weren't sheep valuable? I mean, you needed them for food. You needed them for warmth. You needed them for clothes. You needed them to trade. Wouldn't sheep be valuable? And so as we step into this parable of Jesus, hear first this. When Jesus calls us sheep, it's not because we're stupid. It's because we're valuable to him. Now, he goes in and he says, I'm the good shepherd. And he wants folks to know what it is like to have a good shepherd. The first thing we see about this good shepherd in chapter 10 is that he gathers in the sheep. he goes and gets them. He lets us know in that first section that the sheepfold is there. There are those who don't want to gather in the sheep, but he does it. He says this: "But he who enters by the gate is the shepherd, and to him is the gatekeeper opening the door. And the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he has brought out all of his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him. The stranger will call, and they will not follow, but he will gather them in." So the good shepherd, first of all, knows his sheep and gathers them in. The second thing we see that's a symbol of what a good shepherd is he protects his sheep. He guards them and gives them life. We see that following after that in chapter 7. He says, "Truly I say to you, I am the door to the sheep. All who came to me before were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door, and anyone who enters by me will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come to give you life and that you might have it abundant. I'm the good shepherd. The wolf comes and it scatters off the sheep, or the hireling runs off, but the good shepherd stays. He guards the sheep. He is the one who says, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to hold you. I'm going to keep you. And the last thing we see is that this sheep, this shepherd, is willing to lay down his life for a sheep. A good shepherd lays down his life for a sheep. He says that later on in this verse. He says, I'm the one who has the power. I lay down my life. That's the reason why the Father loves me. A good shepherd says, nothing that comes this way will get you. I am going to give you life and protect you by even laying down my own life. Now, the people that were there were upset by this because he equated himself with God. He said, I'm God. God's chosen me to do this. And I'm doing it because the Father loves me. And so they questioned him and said even he was demonic. They were doing that so that they wouldn't have to think deeply about this idea of a shepherd. Think about the men and the women who were around. They were raised in the Israelite nation. They recognize what sheep are. They're all around. They know what a good shepherd is supposed to be. But they also know the word of God that had been given to them. And they know the prophets that had come before. And you recognize here, Jesus says, everybody that came before me was a bad shepherd, a thief. But I am the good shepherd. And so for them, I think that probably in the back of their mind, those places that they did not want to actually think about because it would convict them, they could have run back to Ezekiel chapter 34. Can I take you there? If you have a device or a Bible, flip there. Because here is the prophet Ezekiel saying forth what God was saying to those who were considered the shepherds of Israel. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, even to the shepherds, thus says the Lord God. Ah, shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding yourselves, should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, and you clothe yourself with the wool, and you slaughter the fat ones, but you do not feed the sheep. The weak you have not strengthened. The sick you have not healed. The injured you have not bound up. And strayed you have not brought back, and you lost, and those the lost you have not sought, and with force and harshness you have ruled them. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the wild beasts. My sheep were scattered. They wandered all over the mountains and on every high hill. My sheep were scattered over the face of the earth, with none to search or seek for them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, declares the Lord, surely, because my sheep have become prey, and my sheep have become food for all the wild beasts, since there is no shepherd, and because my shepherds have not searched for my sheep, but the shepherds have fed themselves and have not fed my sheep. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, behold, I am against you shepherds, and I will require my sheep at their hands and put a stop to their feeding the sheep. No longer shall the shepherds feed themselves, but I will rescue my sheep from their mouths, that they may not have food from them. You see, I think that Jesus, as he's talking about what a good shepherd is, he's looking out at the men that have been leading the Israelite nation, recognizing that they had bound them up in a law and circumstance. He had gathered them up and not cared for them and loved them and fed them. And today I think it is true of our own hearts. That while we hear what a good shepherd is, one that gathers us in, one that guards us, and one that gives his life for us, we are too quickly to turn to the wicked shepherds around us. Those things that we will find encouragement in for a moment that we think will feed us, but don't. That we think will guard us, but lead us into harm. And I'm not speaking about some big systematic thing, although there are those things that do happen. I'm speaking of those things that we put our hope and trust in, whether it be a relationship or a job or a title or the balance and our checking account. That we think that that is the thing that will guard us and will keep us and will protect us. And yet all it does for us is allows us to be scattered out and become prey to the evil one who seeks to destroy us because we've put our hope in something that is not the good shepherd, but a thief that is there to take our lives. You see, Jesus is calling forth this idea of a good shepherd and proclaiming himself to be that in order for us to see who we will follow. One of the key elements for those of us who are sheep is that when we hear the good shepherd's voice is that we follow. That we run in that direction. That we know that we are those who are in the flock of Christ because of who we follow. That we put forward, yes, this is the direction I will go. This is the one who brings me safety and life. And so we look at this and go, okay, so the first thing I need to do to be a good sheep is to follow. The second thing we need to do to be a good sheep for the good shepherd, who is the one who calls us in and guards us and gives his life for us, the second thing that we do is we don't fear. We follow. And we don't fear. There's some powerful things about the good shepherd here. It says that no one, later on, when we look past verse 22, we go down in to verse 26 and 27. It says, they hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hands. There is no harm that can come to us when we are in the flock of Christ. He holds us tightly in that place. We're still sheep. We still will get burrs. There are still places where we'll run into ravines. There's times where we will forget that we're following Christ and there will be harm that comes our way. But ultimately, beyond a shadow of a doubt, we know we have nothing to fear. Why? Because the good shepherd says, no one can take you from me. I have your back. More than that, I have your life. I hold and possess all of who you are. And if you look to me and follow me as a good sheep, when you hear my voice, then you will know. And be saved and be held and protected. And so good sheep to the good shepherd, we fear not. And then last, when we see this good shepherd, this verse that is in there that I love so much and challenges us when we think about it. He says, I have other sheep that are not in this flock, and I must go out and get them and bring them back. We also know that the shepherd, we follow that shepherd, right? We know that there are those that are not yet here that Jesus is saying are my sheep. So a good sheep goes with the shepherd to find those sheep. A good sheep goes with the shepherd to walk and say, hey, follow me as I follow Christ. I hear the shepherd's voice. I know you hear it too. Come with me. And so it keeps us from going, we're safe in our little flock. Because Jesus says, no, I have sheep that are not here yet. And so the encouragement for us is to go, there are sheep who are not here yet. And I don't have to have fear about what might happen when I go out and find those. Why? Because nothing will snatch me out of the hand of God. And so I must go and, with the shepherd, pursue them. That ultimately it's not up to me. I'm just a sheep. But if the shepherd is walking that way, and he says, I'm going because there are other sheep and other flocks, then I should follow the shepherd and go out and grab those sheep to say, here, do you hear his voice? Do you hear what he's saying? He's calling us out. So we should always be a flock that is continuing to grow, that is continuing to get larger, not for largeness' sake, but because there are sheep that are outside of this flock that need to be brought in. Globally and locally. I was just kind of looking at your missions wall over there. You guys have a lot of people that you support in mission. That's awesome. Do that. But also do it here. Also reach the community that you're in, because there are sheep here that are hearing the good shepherd's voice, but they need another sheep to show them how to walk, to find the pen, to find that place of protection, that place where they'll have no fear as he calls them in. That's a bit scary though, isn't it? To think that as sheep we are called to trust that no harm can come to us. That we are called to believe that we can go out and talk to others about the great shepherd. And so within ourselves, we don't have that power. Within our own skin, our fleshy flesh, it's hard for us to step out in that place. But here's the amazing thing. The one who says, I'm the good shepherd, becomes the lamb that was slain. The one who is the good shepherd becomes the one who was slain. Why is that important? Let me jump back to Ezekiel. After he's condemned the shepherds, this is what he says. For thus says the Lord, behold, I and I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so I will seek out my sheep, and I will rescue from them all places where they have been scattered on the day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel by the ravines, and I in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on mountains heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There shall lie down in good grazing land. On rich pastures they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord. I will seek the lost. I will bring back the strayed. I will bind up the injured. I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. As for you, my flock, says the Lord, I will judge between sheep and sheep and between rams and male goats. It is not enough for you to feed in the good pasture, that you must tread down on your feet to rest in your pasture and to drink the clear water, that I must muddy the rest of the water with your feet. And must my sheep eat what you have trodden with your feet? No. Therefore, says the Lord, behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you push with side and shoulder and thrust at all the weak with your horns till you have scattered them abroad. I will rescue my flock. They shall no longer be prey. I will judge between sheep and sheep, and I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David. David's long gone at this point. He's speaking of Jesus. And he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God. The good shepherd becomes the sheep, the sacrificed sheep, the Lamb of God who comes to empower us through Holy Spirit to be those lean sheep. Those lean sheep that are brought in and protected and called, who we can now live with no fear and follow God to bring in those other sheep. And it is through His might, in His power, in His grace, that we are able to do that. And then we know that He is for sure the only good shepherd. Let me pray for us. God, you are holy and mighty and true. What is not yours in this sermon, let it burn up and go away. But if anything is from you, let it take root in our hearts and bear good fruit to you so that you may receive glory and honor and praise. In Christ's name, we pray these things.